USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back the criticism that a Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Bill Macy, the character actor who was the long-suffering foil to B. Arthur's unyielding feminist on the daring 1970 sitcom Maude, has died. He was 97. The stint as Walter Finley on the CBS sitcom that aired from 72 to 78 was Macy's highest profile in a long-stage film and TV career. He made dozens of guest appearances, including Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, and ER. The portion of Americans with no religious affiliation is rising significantly in tandem with a sharp drop in the percentage that identifies as Christians, according to new data from the Pew Research Center. Based on telephone surveys conducted in 2018 and 2019, Pew said that 65% of American adults now describe themselves as Christian, down from 77% in 2009. Meanwhile, that portion describes their religious identity as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, now stands at 26%, up from 17% in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Newsweek magazine reports 4 in 5 Americans have searched for health-related topics on the Internet. John Clements reports a growing number of Americans are using Dr. Google.
Some people call those trying to diagnose themselves as cyberchondriacs, while others say they are empowered consumers who are better, more effective advocates for themselves in the exam room. Doctors say informed patients who come to their appointment armed with research can be an asset. Physicians today don't have the time or mental capacity to keep up with the ever-expanding body of medical knowledge. About one-third of doctors spend an average 15 minutes with each patient. And if these people come armed with targeted questions gleaned from the Internet, both doctor and patient can make the most of their limited time together. I'm John Clemens.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.